I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. Two people close to me have died this past year from cancer. It's an ugly disease with treatments that are invasive, debilitating, and grueling. I can't think of anything fashionable about it. And yet, that's what this story is about. A Canadian professor who's taken images of cancer cells and turned the patterns and colors into dresses. Jacqueline Firkins teaches costume design at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. I mean, I was prepared to see some shocking designs more geared toward, like, Lady Gaga, but your gowns are jaw-droppingly beautiful. What got you started on this project?
I got started, actually, because I met with the folks at the Peter Wall Institute here on the University of British Columbia campus, and they connected me with Dr. Christian Naus, who researches cancer, among other things. And I went to his website, and I saw all of these images, and I immediately thought, partly they're beautiful images if you don't know what you're looking at, but partly I have lost one very good friend to cancer, have three others that have gone through it, and I thought, fashion's actually a fantastic way to start talking about the body and how we express things and how disease affects how we feel about how we look. So partly I was just intrigued by the imagery, and partly I thought this is really a way to explore something that I know I've gone through in my life and many, many other people have as well.
Well, we'll have pictures of all of these designs at PRI.org, but there's one that I want to talk about. It's a photo of dying brain tissue, which is a faded red color, and you created a black taffeta dress with a fan of that red that mimics the red of the brain cells. Why take something like cancer that is so ugly and deadly and kind of make it so pretty? Is that kind of incongruous?
It is incongruous, but I think one of the things I wanted to do with this project is I feel like there's a fair amount of artistic expression out there that really delves into, for lack of a better term, the ugly side of what's going on with disease. I think that art can be a great tool for people experiencing pain to express what that is. So I feel like I have seen very deconstructionist, very dark versions of kind of relationships with disease, destruction, and I wanted to actually just do something else. One of the things my personal relationship with the women who've had cancer has taught me is that they have an optimism having come through something so awful. And I just wanted to do something that was actually celebratory, that made people comfortable talking about body image, that wasn't about kind of exposing, but instead was actually providing a more comfortable platform.
What about the medical world? How have they reacted to these dresses? I mean, like oncologists, do they like them? Any doctors want one of these?
Sure. I mean, I think we're auctioning them all off actually next Tuesday. And my hope is that some of them will go to waiting rooms and cancer centers, again, just to sort of provide somebody something that relates to their disease and is maybe not something they expect to see. It's been fascinating to see the response. Certainly, I've encountered the most surprise from the medical community. I think even my colleague who provided the images initially thought, oh, I'm just going to print these pictures on scarves or something like that. And obviously that's not what I've done.
And proceeds from the auction next week going to a worthy cause, I suspect?
Yes, they're going to cancer research here on the UBC campus. So we're hoping, fingers crossed, that we raise $50,000.
What is your favorite?
What is my favorite? I think for me, it's funny, people ask me that. What I like is the way they function as a group, really, because I think there are such, to my eye, there are such clear through lines thematically with the group. You know, my favorite picture, if I look at all of them, is actually the picture of all 10 girls together, where you see the different colors and the different necklines, the different textures.
Right. And we'll have that picture along with all of your gown designs at our website, PRI.org. Jacqueline Firkins, professor at the University of British Columbia. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.